From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States on Monday ordered 60 Russian diplomats it accuses of being spies to leave the country within a week in a response to the March 4th nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in Britain. Moscow denies any involvement and expelled an equal number of British officials from Moscow. U.S. Deputy White House Press Secretary Raj Shah said it was up to Russia at this point on how it would move forward.
We want to work with Russia, but this type of an action cannot be tolerated. The United States is responding to Russia's action, as I called it, brazen and reckless. So this is a U.S. response. We want to work with Russia. The ball's in their court is with respect to how they want to respond.
The European Union moved as a bloc Monday as well. Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, announced the measures.
As a direct follow-up to last week's European Council decision to react to Russia within a common framework, already today 14 member states have decided to expel Russian diplomats.
The European Union had previously recalled its ambassador to Russia. The RIA news agency said that Russia will respond to the expulsion of Russian diplomats from the EU in kind and within the coming days. A German court has extended the detention of former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont pending a decision by a higher court on whether to extradite him to Spain. Spanish authorities accused Puigdemont of rebellion and misuse of public funds in organizing an unauthorized referendum on independence for Catalonia. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Elections are underway in Egypt. Edward Uranian has more.
Egyptians cast their ballots Monday on the first of 3 days of voting in what appears to be a certain victory for incumbent President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Supporters of the president applauded while some opponents cried foul, and still others appeared to be disinterested in the outcome one way or the other. Security was tight as police and military forces stood guard at key government buildings and installations. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemen's Houthi movement on Monday said that ballistic missile attacks on Saudi Arabia were a serious escalation and threat to regional and international security. The coalition spokesman told reporters in Riyadh that Sunday's missile attacks on the Saudi capital were a clear violation of international law and accused the Houthis of smuggling weapons from Saudi Arabia's arch-rival, Iran. Miller Sager reports that U.S. stocks surged Monday as fears eased about the possibility of an all-out trade war with China over competing tariff increases.
The closely watched Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 key stocks jumped by more than 1.5 percentage points in New York in early day trading, and other indexes were also advancing sharply. Earlier, Asian stocks were mixed, while European indexes edged down for the day. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro told CNBC that U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are talking with Chinese officials about trade issues between the two countries. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The European Union's law enforcement agency says police in Spain have captured the alleged mastermind of a cybercrime gang that stole more than $1 billion from financial institutions in a five-year spree. Jeff Custer has more.
Europol says the alleged gang leader was arrested in the coastal city of Alicante, but did not give the person's name or nationality. In a statement Monday, Europol said the gang used malware to target more than 100 financial institutions worldwide, sometimes stealing up to $1.2 million in each heist. The gang sent phishing emails with a malicious attachment to bank workers. The software gave the gang remote control of infected machines, providing them with access to the internal banking network and infecting servers controlling ATMs. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been summoned to appear in court on April 6 to face corruption charges. The National Prosecuting Authority said earlier this month it would seek to prosecute Zuma on 16 charges, including fraud, racketeering, corruption, and money laundering. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.